Welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:30 p.m. Eastern on the 26th of July, 2020. I'm going to play a clip starting out today that's going to talk a little bit more about the lockdown.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome. It's Friday, July 24th. 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at what is going on with the lockdown. Again, we are at day 130, and I started counting this when the national orders went out from President Fauci, because we had the last normal day in America was Friday the 13th, 2020. Over the weekend, you had California, then New York decide they would lock down their states, and then it was announced we were going to start doing all of the Mother May I rules from Fauci. And there's been no let up. We've gone further and further into this as we have gone on. As a matter of fact, when we look at the insanity that is happening here, we're going to take a look at the first pitch that was thrown out at the abnormal baseball game. They have cardboard fans that were set up. They're all kneeling in a circle at the two games that are there. President Trump will eventually be allowed, they say, someday to throw a ball out. But, of course, it was the man of the hour, the man in charge of our country, Fauci, who threw the pitch. And this big pharmaceutical pitch man was way off base, just like he's been with all of his other projections. And as we look at the Washington Redskins changing their name to the generic Washington football team, I think I have a suggestion. I think what they should consider, since we basically are being run now by big pharmaceutical companies, maybe they should call themselves the Washington Pricks. I think that would fit on a number of different levels because they're pushing vaccines. That's really where this is headed. It's amazing to see how this is going. And, of course, we've now had President Trump this week decide that he's going to start wearing the mask. This is going to last forever, he says. We don't know how long it's going to. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. And it did get worse. Yesterday, he canceled the Republican convention. We can't have anybody criticizing the convention meeting. We cannot show that life can go on as normal. We will not lead, as a matter of fact. We will now choose to appease the maskers, the vaxxers, and every other aspect of this. And I got to say, when I look at this, it is the most pathetic situation I've seen in my life. I have seen Jimmy Carter, who, because we had an American embassy taken hostage, and I begin the program that begins before this one every day, America Held Hostage. I go back to the Nightline theme song that began with the Iranian hostage takeover of our embassy. And they held the hostages for about 400 days. They started it almost exactly 1 year before the election. And now we have been held hostage. We have seen a president just like Jimmy Carter, absolutely powerless to do anything about it. And it's not a few people in an American embassy halfway across the world. It's each and every American, every business, pretty much every job for any independent businesses. The only people who are allowed to survive are going to be the national chains, even in New York. You and now L.A., California, they have rules for what food is, what constitutes a meal. No, no, no. You can't have Cuomo chips. You know, first, you can't have a drink at a bar, even outside, unless you're getting a meal. All right. Well, we'll give people chips and we'll call them Cuomo chips. No, no, no. That's not a meal. We will now define what a meal is. We will tell you what you can and cannot do, because this is totalitarianism. Authoritarianism in every aspect of our life, every aspect of our life. And they have used this to usher in every one of the controls that they had planned for 2030. So when we look at this, I think this kind of malaise, not to mention the financial depression, the worst thing I've ever seen. And yet, no backbone to stand up to this, not even to have a convention. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to have some reports from Alex Jones, and I'll be back at the bottom of the hour. Stay with
me. I thought it might be good to talk a little bit about the New World Order. That's what's going on now. The lockdown that David Knight was speaking about, of course, is because of the pandemic, if you want to call it the pandemic. And these kinds of things have been planned by the New World Order for quite some time. They're all about control, and they want to create a one-world government, destroy national identity, destroy the middle class, destroy the family, make humanity genderless and normal sex, implant data chips in everyone, gain all wealth and power, mind control the masses. Boy, are they doing that well. They want to destroy religions. They want to remove all rights and freedoms. They want to merge mankind with machines. And that's the whole transhumanism thing. They want to dumb down the public. They're doing very good with that. Move people into megacities and then restrict travel. I think there's something like over 40 million people locked down in California right now. They want to remove all privacy, eliminate national borders, end all industrialization, reduce the world's population. At least they have one good goal. Of course, they want to do it by force. They don't want to have a stoppage, an agreed stoppage of births. They literally are killing people. And they do it, when they do it, the words they say are that they're helping you, like with the vaccines. They also want to create a cashless society. They're saying cash spreads the coronavirus. They want to create an economic reset. As David Knight was saying, they want to destroy the little guy, the small business. And this has been planned. This has been in the works for quite some time. It's very sad to see this take fruition, to actually come about. I said earlier they want to destroy the family. They, who are they? Well, the global elite, who are working with the Chinese communists. Right now, the United States is in a cold war, so to speak, not a shooting war yet with China, but we're basically been attacked by the Chinese. And if you've listened to some of the earlier shows I've done on the coronavirus, the COVID-19 was first developed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and not completely finished. A moratorium was put on the research. It was stopped. I'll give credit for Obama for allowing that to be. But Fauci then, through a grant, through some money, taxpayer money somehow, took that research and moved it to Wuhan, China, where they then finished the gain-of-function research, and this whole thing's been released. Whether it was done on purpose or accidentally, I don't know, but it was a bioweapon. And one of the things that they're doing now, the global elite, Billy calls it in Kelk der Wahrheit, in the Goblet of Truth, he calls it, what does he call it, a tyranny, a consciousness-conditioned tyranny. So our consciousness is being conditioned, and we're currently in a tyranny, and the tyranny is now rearing its ugly head. It's been very quiet for years, and it was slowly creeping up on us, and many people have been warning about this for the greatest amount of time, and finally, it's so big, and it's so obvious, but people, because of Operation Mockingbird, which is a form of mind control through the media, are still confused. They don't know what's going on. And it is causing a lot of cognitive dissonance with people. The stability and strength of the United States and Britain is being attacked from every direction. We have 4 in 10 children are born to unwed parents. Children are likelier to grow up without one of their biological parents. They live in households where rebellion and disrespect are tolerated, even encouraged. Fornication is nearly universal. Pornography has gone mainstream. Unwed pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases are on all-time highs. 1 million American babies are aborted every year. The family is in full retreat. Now, family disintegration is a goal of Marxist and socialist ideologies. And the reason they're doing this, because they've said in order to maintain control of the people, it would be necessary to destroy the family. And that's what's going on right now. And that's why Hollywood, which is controlled by communists now, the Chinese communists, encourage sexual immorality. Even during marriage, they force women out of the home and into the workforce. They provide easy access to abortion, to divorce. And in some cases, laws have been passed that make divorce as simply as easy as mailing and delivering a postcard to a local register, without even the necessity of notifying the spouse being divorced. I don't know in how many places you can do that, but they want to remove the family. They want to end normal childbirth. Children will be brought into the world by artificial insemination, test tubes, cloning. Normal procreation will be outlawed. And ooh, wouldn't it be interesting if they outlaw it by saying it just produces too many germs and it causes pandemics? So you wait. I wouldn't doubt if they say that. The left is representing, they are the active part of the New World Order. The left represents the communists, the Chinese communists, who are guided by the New World Order. And if you notice that the left now will not tolerate discussion. You will see them chanting or yelling. They don't allow discussion anymore. This chanting, shouting people down, they interrupt people. It's part of their tactics. And the chants of the left reveal their intentions to destroy the thoughts that allow our nation to exist. For example, I'm sure you've heard no border, no wall, no USA at all. Someday, I think you'll hear a chant that talks about the removal of toxic masculinity. So this is the state of affairs in the United States right now. And most people still are having a hard time with wrapping their mind around that. I'm going to jump to Contact Report 243, and we're going to talk a little about Agenda 21 and the destruction of nature. Ta says to Billy at line 7 in Contact Report 243, "Well, it could not be concealed from you, because precisely the events you have mentioned make me worried, because they threaten to end in a form which foreshadows very dangerous events in the expected future. If I start with the environmental summit, as you call it, which took place in Rio de Janeiro, then I would like to say about it that it had not just been a farce, but an excessively dirty and primitive alibi exercise for the sole purpose of image and prestige and hypocrisies. The third world countries call for accountability and help from the Nordic and Western industrialized countries, and blame them for their own environmental destructions. Likewise, the industrial countries push the blame into the third world countries. Thereby, the industrial countries promise hypocritically that they will use financial resources to help third world countries to promote environmental and develop policies for the protection of the earth and its entire life, as well as for the development of the less well-off countries. On the one hand, this is about the easing of the bad conscience of the industrialized countries, and on the other hand, about nothing but the fostering of image and prestige. The so-called Agenda 21 is virtually meaningless and futile, as are the signatures provided for it. Now, this is interesting. I hope the Meyer information is correct. I hope Agenda 21 is meaningless, but I'm afraid they're going to use it to take away more freedoms in the U.S. Line 13, the fact that President Bush was stubbornly refusing to co-sign bears witness to the American morality and unscrupulousness towards every life, also towards the faunic life, because the Americas, like many others, act equally feloniously and thus criminally regarding the Convention for the Protection of Species. Translator's comment, Convention on International Trade and Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. So, as you've heard many times before, we have a horrendous overpopulation problem, and we're destroying the natural world at a terrible rate. To be fair, it must be said that some few of the signatories showed an attitude for not only promoting the image and prestige, however, the most serious problem of the destruction of the planet Earth and all its life was not including the so-called Earth Summit of Rio de Janeiro, which was to be the starting point of the global environmental policy to save the planet and the life through special environmental protection measures. The greatest problem, and truly the most important, first and irrefutably deadliest point of the destruction of the planet Earth and all the life existent thereon, as well as the atmosphere, is the vast overpopulation from which all evils and all misery and crimes of the earth arise. If you think about overpopulation, sometimes it's good to think about doubling time. And the equation for doubling time is 70 divided by the current percentage growth rate of a given population. So, for example, if you had a population, we can say a growth rate of a population of 2%. So 70 divided by 2 gives you 35. 35 units or 35 years in this case would be the doubling time for that population. So if we, for example, have a growth rate of 1%, which is actually the growth rate of the human population on Earth is 1%, you take 70 divided by 1, and you get 70. 70 years would be the doubling time of the Earth's population. So if, for example, there are 8 billion people, that means that in 2090, there'll be 16 billion. And in 2160, there'll be 2160, there'll be 32 billion people. And I think at that point, everything is probably going to just collapse. You'll see the ecosystems and the economies collapse and great wars take place. And it could end in a total devastation. That is where we're headed. Now, people will argue the other side. They will say, well, you can fit everybody in the world into Texas. Well, let's just do a little experiment. Let's say there's 7 billion people in the world. There's always arguments about how many people. Let's say there's 7 billion, and we move them all into Texas, which you can do, and if you give them just a small, tiny little piece of area to live on, yeah, you can fit all 7 billion there. But what are you going to feed them? Well, let's say you're going to feed all of them steak. You're going to give them all beef. And let's say every person gets a cow for their life, you know. So you'll get a steer, you'll get a 500 pounds, you'll get a 1,200 pound steer, which will produce about 500 pounds of beef for every person. And then you think, oh my goodness, I'll never eat 500 pounds of beef. Well, if you live 100 years and you live five and you eat 5 pounds of beef per year, you'll eat 500 pounds of beef. So it's really not that much when you start really measuring out little by little how it piles up. You know, for example, let's say you live only 50 years, but you eat 10 pounds of beef a year. That's 500 pounds again. So, and 10 pounds of beef a year isn't very much. So what am I trying to say here? What's the point? Well, if you have one cow per person or 500 pounds of beef per person to eat, you have 7 billion cows. Now, if you're going to raise cows in a healthy way, 7 billion cows, you would allow 2 acres per cow. You know, if you're going to feed them grass-fed, these can be healthy animals. Well, if you do that, those 7 billion cows will require 14 billion acres. It's stunning. That's all of South America, all of North America, all of Canada, Alaska, and Russia. Just for people's beef. And really, for them not really getting a lot of beef. So there's so much to this population issue. Once you start, you know, looking at the hard facts. Because a lot of people didn't ever go past putting all the people in the world in Texas. Once they heard that, then they thought, well, there's no overpopulation problem. Well, there are billions of people that don't get any meat. There are billions of people that are very, very hungry and on the border, on the line of starvation. We don't feed the people that we have well at all. There's millions of people that die a year because of starvation. So anyway, it's a very interesting discussion once you start looking at these things. So let's move on. I want to excuse me, spend a little time on German and some important German words like Gasthaus, or in restaurant, hotel, guest house. The spirit form that we have is said to live in the body, which is like a guest house. The German word Schöpfung is the word for creation. The creation, the universal consciousness. I'm just going over some German words. I'm going to try to spend a little time on the shows to do this because it's very important that we start to learn German at a higher level. Wesen in German is, you know, when you talk about a human being or an animal, we talk about Wesen. It's also a good word in German for entity, being, essence. Now, a Wesenheit is a word for the universal consciousness. In the book, The Psyche, the word Wesenheit is defined this way. It says, a Wesenheit is not a Wesen as such, but an immaterial or material form of existence without a self-determining possibility of evolution, whereby, however, this possibility can be given to a certain extent, such as the universal consciousness, certain energies, stones, waters, and gas. So the universal consciousness doesn't have that much free will, and it doesn't have the kind of freedom that a human being has. I would argue that not only does it not have a personality, but it's so committed to the creational natural laws that I don't know that the self-determination is at the same level. Like, we human beings can choose to be aimless and lazy and be purposelessness. We can have purposelessness. We can just waste our time. We can do all sorts of stupid things. But the creation really doesn't operate that way. So I say anyway, and people can correct me if they like, that it really doesn't have self-determination in the way that a human being or a cat or a dog or a horse or a deer might. The Vaisen has a personality. The Vaisenhide doesn't. We have, I think, as creatures that can be frivolous, self-determination, maybe more freedom, I would say, in some ways, than universal consciousness. Vaisenhide would be the stones, the water, certain energies, gases, and those stones and metals and sand, things like that, are what they call passive life. They don't generally move, whereas a human being is active life, and we have these energy channels in our body, and energy comes out of the universe in a flux and moves throughout our body. Another interesting German word is Gemüt, and which is a spiritual blocking factor. The Gemüt regulates and looks after our spirit consciousness based thoughts and feelings. There is a Wahrheit Vertrauen, compound word meaning truth, trust. If you would, eventually you'll have a certain level of a truth trust. Leben means to live. Lebenszeal means life determination. Lebenskraft means life power. If you use the might of your thoughts properly, it will enhance your life power. If you're neutral, positive in your thinking, it enhances your life power. Lebensführung is your life conduct. Geisten energy is spirit energy. So life forms, rocks, stones, sand, and water, and so forth, are also have this spirit energy. Of course, all creatures do. Even bacteria and viruses have this spirit energy, evidently, and some form of intelligence. Empfinden is a fine spiritual perception. Some simple German phrases to help you that I think are important. Like if I say I love music, ich liebe Musik in German. It is summer. In English would be es ist Sommer. If I say in German, ich habe Gitarren, I have guitars. If I say in German, ich habe eine Frau, that means I have a wife. If I say, ich habe Hunden, I have dogs. Ich habe Katzen, I have cats. Ich habe eine Tasse, I have a cup. Ich habe eine Löffel, I have a spoon. Ich habe eine Gabel, I have a fork. Ich habe eine Messer, I have a knife. Ich habe eine Teller, I have a plate. Ich bin denkens, I am thinking. Ich verstehe, I understand. Ich beherrscht, probably a horrible pronunciation, I have mastered. I have not mastered my pronunciations that well. Rock, stone, sand, and water have the spirit energy and their own granted intelligence, which I'm still trying to wrap my mind around all that. So anyway, I thought I would just end the show there with doing a couple of our fun German words. Sometimes it's fun to have little simple phrases and understand them and not always be looking at some complicated word. In any case, you're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark.